ago. We worked together for about a year. And when she came to me, she was after four rehab stints. The best, I'm not going to name the rehab, but the best rehabs, like when you know the best rehabs in the world, the ones that advertise all the time and cost $80,000 a month, those. Over a period of 6 years, she went to four of those, lived in a bunch of sober livings, would relapse every single time within days after leaving. By the time she got to me, she was diagnosed as bipolar, borderline, and generalized anxiety disorder. And she was addicted to alcohol, marijuana, and nitrous oxide. She was so defeated. I mean, so defeated by the time she got to see me. She felt like she would have to smoke weed every day, all day, and drink every day just to be okay. And nitrous oxide, she was going to try to stay away from because it was costing so much money. It was such a hard drug to function with. So that was the way she was thinking about it. She had chronic back pain. She had gained a bunch of weight. It was a nightmare. And like I said, I try to really reduce shame and make no assumptions about where somebody's life can go. And so when we started doing the work, I said, look, we'll work with whatever you have right now. Your back really hurts. You can only sit for 30 minutes. At the end of 30 minutes, go have a cigarette, come back. She would go have a cigarette and not come back for 3 hours because her anxiety would take over, et cetera. She thought we would kick her out because in the past, if she wasn't adherent to treatment, she'd get kicked out of places. And we just didn't kick her out. We just kept working. Within about 3 to 6 months, we got her to the place where she wasn't smoking weed every day. She was drinking almost every day, but now it's like a glass or two of wine at night. Now, at this point, she's 28 years old. This started when she was 20, 21. The struggle started, right? She couldn't hold a job. She couldn't go back to school. Any conversation about any of those things would just bring up her notion of all her past failures. And she would just start crying. I mean, she would just sit in my office and just bawl for 30 minutes every time the conversation of what are you going to do in the future in your life would come up. So we started really gradually and slowly, right? It wasn't about, I don't believe in, you got to break people down to build them up. They're already broken down enough. I don't need to break you down. I need to show you how to reinforce you. There's a concept in psychology called scaffolding. And so we started offering scaffolding. She still drinks sporadically, socially. She's good. She lost weight. She has no chronic back pain. She's not on medication for any of the mental health disorders that she was struggling with originally. And she's now normal. I have seen hundreds of cases like these two. Both people mm-hmm. who seem totally functional and were just really struggling with drugs or alcohol, and that's all they needed to fix, and people whose lives looked like a complete disaster. And I have to tell people, when we shift, and I talk a lot about internal beliefs and your perspective in the world. I think that's a huge part of the equation that we're talking about here. I've seen transformations that are miraculous that I wouldn't have even fathomed to imagine or hope for in the past. And the thing that comes out of it, it comes down to a piece of the puzzle, which is why I have this F shame bracelet on my wrist. And it gets back to the shame component. And the biggest difference between the Ignited Recovery work and the rest of the work that I see being done out there is empowerment. I don't believe anybody I work with is powerless over anything.
Right.
We're not all powerful. We're not superhuman either. We are not powerless. And when you allow people to sink in at the deepest level to their power, to where they can exert influence, to where they have control over their life, you see people flourish in ways that you could have never imagined it.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.